This is WABF. It is 823 and 75 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome on Community Contact Adrian Clow, Marketing Director for the Eastern Shore Arts Center. Welcome, Adrian.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's a date, the first Friday morning of each
yes.
month. And we get our coffee and talk about what is happening at the Art Center and tonight's first Friday Art Walk. I encourage you, if you can, follow along by logging on to EasternShoreArtCenter.com.
ESArtCenter.org.
ES. I always
It'll
get that
still
backwards.
Fill up.
ESArtCenter.org.
That's us.
Or just type in Eastern Shore Art Center and it will pop up, and that way you can see the exhibits and the artwork that will be on display for First Friday Artwork. Am I going to events or exhibits?
Go to exhibits and then current, upcoming, and past exhibits. We actually got a new website, so you get to see
it for the
first time.
Very nice. I'll have to spend a little time on
Heck
it.
Yeah.
So the first event before we get to Art Walk shows White Linen Night. So let's tell us about that first.
So we actually have our White Linen Night fundraiser coming up later this month on the 19th. And if you haven't gotten your ticket, do that online today. And as kind of like a sneak peek, we've got the auction items. We're having a silent art auction associated with the event. We're going to have all of those auction items on display at the Art Center tonight. So you can come in and actually see them in real time, because we've got the silent art auction virtually that you can bid on online, but now you can see them in the gallery.
Person. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And a lot of pieces?
Yeah. So we have about 50 pieces right now. So it's taking up the big gallery upstairs and the courtyard gallery downstairs. So
and
got
that's
got
to be fun, doing online bidding and then going back to check later night to see if anybody's upped you.
Oh, yeah. Well, now you know technology. They send you like a text message alert when someone's like outbid
really?
You. So you can do it like in real time. So you're like, dang it, I've got to like go on there now and get another bid in.
So if they just go to ES Art Center. org, click on exhibits, and then they'll see the link for the event and the bidding.
Mm-hmm.
And other than the art bidding, I understand White Linen Night, we did a commercial for you. It's got the jazzy New Orleans thing.
Yeah, so White Linen Night is actually based out of New Orleans. Like, they started it was kind of like their gallery night, where all kind of like Art Walk, all the galleries would be open longer than they normally are, or later than they normally are. And so we've kind of gone back to those roots of kind of doing the theme of New Orleans. So we're going to have like a tarot card reader downstairs in the gallery. We're going to have someone doing caricatures, J.D. Crow. We'll be doing caricatures, the signature cocktail. I think they tossed around doing like a Sazerac, which is a New Orleans based cocktail, maybe a Pimm's cup, and I think at first we were talking about doing hurricanes, but I don't know if they're gonna do those or not.
Okay.
I was like, you can only do it if it's served like in the big tall like skinny glass, so you can have the people wandering around with the hurricane glasses. But we'll have music based off of a kind of like a jazzy New Orleans style theme too. And so we're just going to have a really great time. Going to have a bunch of local restaurants doing the food, and it'll all be like kind of New Orleans-based culinary style, like gumbo, that sort of thing, Creole-based foods, Creole-based menu. So really
Sounds
excited
good.
About it. Mm-hmm. So you can buy those tickets online and come check out the Art Walk, our artwork tonight at Art Walk. And then our second gallery, or our second exhibit, is right up above there. It's Dariana Dervis, The Common Thread, and she is from Birmingham, Alabama. And she has 80 pieces in this gallery, and they're all about the size of, like, I don't know, anywhere from, like, two inches, or just, like, 5 inches by 5 inches, just like super small collage assemblage, like shadow boxes. She uses a lot of like cigar boxes that she'll kind of put like collaged items inside. She does a lot of like found objects, found art, where she'll find stuff like the one that Lori's looking at right now. She has a wasp's nest in the middle of it.
This is quite unusual, and to think of it on such a small scale. Mm-hmm. Here's one with old buttons.
Yeah,
and
she's a huge
black
collector.
And white photos.
Mm-hmm. She's a huge collector of buttons. She does little houses where she does collaged artworks on those. So some really cool stuff. She uses a lot of like string, yarn. Just anything you would regularly find around your house that you wouldn't normally think of that would be able to put into a piece of art. So.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
But yeah, she's from Birmingham, so we're excited to have her. She'll be on display for 2 months. And actually, on our website as well, we've got our past exhibits. So if you did miss Art Walk last month or the month before, you can go on to the website and see like pictures from our juried show, pictures from our exhibit with Marilyn Wilson. She had a really awesome sculpture exhibit downstairs. So
are those still up?
They are not. Those are our past ones. So those are from March through April. So you can actually see online though from last year. So yeah, and if you want any details about Art Walk tonight, we have an event calendar set up online, so you can go on there. It's 6 to 8. It's obviously always free admission to attend. And music tonight, we have Kieran and Eric Marrero. And our sponsor tonight is Alabama Credit Union. So we always want to thank them. And I think they're actually doing a door prize tonight as well. So come in and check that out.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Art Walk tonight, 6 until 8 p.m. White Linen Nights, yeah. Art Auction open today.
Today, yeah. You could go online right now and bid.
esartcenter.org. Mm-hmm. And what about upcoming classes? Let's see. I'm clicking on education.
Oh, yeah. So art camps are in the full throes of art camp registration right now, too. So if you wanted pottery, it is sold out. So we still have some mixed media and some painting classes for the kiddos that start the first week of June. And we've got adult classes that start in July. So I think in the middle of July, adult classes begin.
Seems like I recall the kids' camps were like a half a day, yes, for a couple of weeks or six weeks.
So we do 6 weeks, and you can choose between a half day or a full day. So you could choose half day is 10 to 12, and then a full day is 10 to 3. So they'll have lunch, and they can do art in the morning, have lunch, and then kind of run around for a little bit and go back to creating. So really excited about those. They've been doing very, very well. I think they're $100 per week per child, and then members get a discount as well. Okay. So, and it ranges age-wise from 5 to I think teenagers as well. So ages 5 and up.
Watercolors and mm-hmm. sketchbooking, visual arts, summer pottery, mixed media masters. What a great thing for the kids to be doing this summer.
I know. I'm super jealous. I want to do that. I want to go to summer camp, too.
Well, really, I know. Where's our summer camp?
I know.
But you do have some adult workshops and classes.
Yes. Yeah, so we have tons of workshops. You can go online and see those, too. This weekend, we've actually got an indigo dye workshop today and a dyeing with flowers workshop tomorrow that you still may be able to register for that if you're interested. But we have a glaze mixing workshop coming up this summer. So if you've ever wanted to, if you've done pottery, but you've always wanted to make your own glaze that goes on the pottery, you can do that. We've got a plein air. We've got, oh, the cool one we've got too is glass blowing with Muffin Jaw Designs. Those were the guys that were at the festival in front of the art center.
Right.
And they are doing like 20-minute increments where you can pay for 20 minutes where you can blow your own like sun catcher or orb, and then you can take it home. So you get to learn how to do it and you go home with the piece.
Look
so.
At this class called Heads and Pieces.
Heads and Head Pieces. So it's a sculptural workshop where you can make your own head. So you could kind of do your own self-portrait if you wanted to. I think that's a 2-day workshop. And then we have a watercolor workshop with John Halliday. It's a Painting Loose Animals of the Delta. And then we always have our wood fires that we try to do quarterly, where we have the wood-fired kiln in our backyard.
For pottery?
For pottery.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a different, instead of putting it in a regular kiln, it's in this Onagama kiln, so it has a different look to it, and more like natural browns and colors to it. So hand piecing a naturally dyed quilt, we've got that coming up as well. That's a 2-day workshop. So something for everybody, definitely.
Okay, and esartcenter.org is the way to find all of that information. And tell us about membership.
Oh, yeah. So we have different levels of membership, starting at the individual level at $40. And we've got a family membership, an artist-level membership. And your artist-level membership, if you are out there and you are an artist and you're interested in displaying at the Art Center, we have several different opportunities. If you sign up at that level, it's $80 per year, and it starts when you sign up. And you can display in our member sales gallery. We have a annual jury show, an annual open show. And you can also, if you have smaller items, display in our gift shop, too. And it also gets you membership discounts on classes as well. So if you want to hone in more on your skills.
Very nice. Well, I hate we can't make it as we're hosting our own.
Yeah, I saw that.
Art Walk Open House with guest author Deborah McDonald and her Over the Bay book series. We do 5:30 to 8 or 8:30 to give folks time to make it to both. So
yeah.
Hope you all have a very nice one.
Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you so much.
Adrian Clow, Marketing Director for the Eastern Shore Arts Center.